Let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 13. And I'm going to read from verse 32 down to verse 39. And my subject is the only begotten Son of God. The only begotten Son of God.
Tatăl ce să vreme mă fac la ciuncul plană spre mântul tăcinimii, prima dată de ciuncul, rege să fie oani, mă pă murul a cuzul la ciuncul de funcțiune unde obărua e ca oata ce, anul obărua e ca omul lungu.
So here Paul is preaching from the Old Testament to these that were gathered in a Jewish synagogue. His audience was made up of Jews and proselytes, that is, of Gentiles who had converted to Judaism. That's who he was preaching to here. And here, as always, his subject is the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is a good lesson for all of us that are preachers that the Lord has raised up, that we have no other subject, regardless of the scripture, than Christ and Him crucified. Now remember that there were no Bibles printed yet in Paul's day. There were scrolls of scriptures that were found in the synagogues that the scribes had made copies of, but for the most part, in order for somebody to be able to hear or read the scriptures, it would have to be in one of these synagogues. And Paul's pattern here that we're going to see is one that all of us as preachers need to follow, and that is that every word that we declare, it not only be of Christ, but it also be from these scriptures. It's not our interpretation of scriptures that men need to hear, but they need to hear the word. And so here in Acts 13:32, we read, "And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Psalm 2, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee."
Kuti Mulungu analikwanilitsa ili kwa ana anthu kwa kukisa Yesu. Munga somle mbeto msali mula shwidi, msali mtu, iwe ndwe mwana wanga lelo na kubala.
What Paul is quoting is from Psalm 2 and verse 7, where we have the words of the Son to the Father, where he says, I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee.
Mbuku la masali mwomu tuwa chwili, ntimaka 7, imenama nina kundi. Nditabuza za chitimigizo, Yehova anilina ndine, nwendwe mwana wanga, inelelo, ndakubala.
So that's our subject that we're considering. What is it for Christ, Jesus, to be the begotten Son of God?
Jano uundi, wana kuliko kare mwomu, ntipo nduwa mwomu wa utenga, kumankani ya kuli nchifuachiani, Yesu Kristo aliyobarua yeka wa Mungu.
There are groups today that do not believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. And so when they read a portion of scripture like this, they will say immediately, aha! You see, Jesus was a created being. And there are those that say he was created by God and adopted as his son, and then through him created all things. That's how they would interpret this. But to interpret Psalm 2 and verse 7 that way is to completely pervert the scripture. Because if you notice here, Paul is not citing this scripture in order to prove that Jesus was a created being. That's not why he quotes it here. No, the word begotten means to be raised again from the dead. You can see it there in verse 33, where before he quotes the scripture, he says, in that he, God, hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Paul is describing for them the fulfillment of the scriptures in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means for him to be the begotten Son of God. So it raises the question, how important then is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead to the preaching of the gospel?
Yeso Kristu
I believe you would agree with me in saying that without the truth of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, there is no gospel. There were among these that were listening, some that were called Sadducees. Those are the two groups back in the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They believed that you simply lived your life here as best as you can, and when you die, that's it. And I dare say there are many today that would love to have it so. That way there's no accountability. That way, for them, there's no judgment. You can live your life as you want here, do the best you can, but in the end, there's no eternal condemnation. I know many, many people for whom that would be a popular message, but it's not the gospel. Now, the Sadducees obviously would be teaching by this false doctrine that we still do the best we can. We've been placed on this earth to serve humanity, and so we serve humanity to the best of the ability that we have. That's how they would preach. They had the law, and they preached the law as a way of living a peaceable life on earth, but they didn't want to hear anything of a resurrection and a judgment. We have a congregation or an organization here in Shreveport that is called the Universalist Church, and their belief is that when you die, you just become part of creation. And so you live in such a way as to devolve into the best part of creation that you can, but there's no afterlife, there's no judgment.
In
other words, when you die, then you become part of the wind that blows. So all that are your relatives can know that when that wind blows, that might be you. Or you might become part of the flowers or the clouds or a star. That's how they perceive the afterlife. There's no resurrection. There's no judgment. They would be of those that worship the earth then, because if you really believe that that is your end, then they promote and teach how we're to take care of the earth. In fact, they even have what's called an Earth Day, and that's their God.
Njimo guru nimene ilianza wa lima samaritsa kwambiri zinthu za mdziko. Kuti kana kuti konse ka mdziko amene lero kufunga kuti megeza ukasamala kifunga kono kha kuti ndimina wa kamera da kwa kwa kupa. Ada kwa na ndika mene kaza. Mmalo kake zinthu za mdziko la pasi zimakhala mulungu wawo. Owala mulika ndi kumatsogolera anthu amtundu kumenewo. Amene ndi chikhulupiriro chake kuti kubeka kwa kupa munthu akafama kana ndi zolengedwa za dziko la pasi. Choncho amene amakhala mulungu wawo.
And they consider themselves to be good people. They don't want to hear about sin. They don't want to hear about death. They don't want to hear about condemnation or judgment or holiness of God. You can imagine this would get them upset.
Sizimafuna kumva wina akulokozo kuti chiweruzo kutsogolo. Sizimala kalaka kumva zoti rasero Mulungu ngoyera anthu ngakuda. Sizimafuna na choncho amaona kuti ndani pabwino ndipo amachita zinthu zabwino.
And as we read on here in Acts 13, we see that that was exactly the result of Paul's preaching, that the Jews were stirred with envy. In verse 45, it says, and they contradicted and blasphemed what he was preaching. Well, what was he preaching? The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of sinners.
Imene anthu ayuda pamene adamva zimene zilangudwa koma ayuda pokuona makamu awo anthu anadukidwa natsutsana nazo zolangudidwa ndi Paulo nachita mwano. Anthu amanyesidwa kumva za Yesu Khristu kufa ndi kuka kwake zimene zimawanyasa anthu okhala ku dziko lapansi.
There are just as many in the secular world that would love a message that says that there's no resurrection and that there's no judgment after death. These would be ones who would say, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. There were those that reasoned that way even in Paul's day. But whether religious or secular, they both share a common disease, and that is depravity of the heart, and that they never have seen their sin or depravity before God. And that's where we would be if God were to leave us to ourselves. We would never see the significance or the need or the importance or the urgency or the alarm of being sinners and in need of a Savior.
Chifukwa senso Cristo da credo da qua di qua di qua, ma non è che io amo Cristo quindi dal Pablo, quando io iniziavo dal Pablo, da lui sono se, come tu non cani e cuci, a quando quando tu non cuci tu non ci sei su Cristo, il vero, ti cade a fare una venti al fanto come le ho, ti cade a cara di Cristo, ci vede ciò ciò, ma ci vede a molto se è inizio a molto ciò che cosa si è nevo a scrivere, da un fanto come le ho, se tu possa guardare come il cuore di Gesù, vuole essere una massa.
Now you notice that Paul, even though he knew that there were those in the audience that would vehemently disagree with him preaching on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, they were excited to hear about him having been crucified because they wanted to be him. They wanted to be through with him. They were done with him. But now to preach that he is raised from the grave, Paul didn't even hesitate to preach what the scriptures teach. We're not to turn or pervert the word of God just simply because people disagree with it. And you'll notice as well that when Paul took up this subject vital to the gospel, he didn't try to soft step around it. He didn't say, "Well, I'm going to be talking to you today about a subject that might get some of you upset, but let's put all of our chairs in a circle and let's discuss it together and see if we can at least find some good, everybody giving their thoughts and opinions. Let's discuss it." That's not what he did. That's how many preachers today do it. They're not preachers that God has raised up, but they don't want to offend anybody. So on subjects like God's election, on the death of Christ, on sin and salvation, they open it up for discussion. And each person tells what they see in the scripture. What it is a pool of ignorance. We have here a pattern of how it is we're to preach the gospel.
Kumana kana patsiro lero kosola bino
You see, in verse 32, this is how it began. He says, and we not discuss with you, but we declare unto you. In verse 33, he's not saying to them, well, let me just share with you a few thoughts that I had. No, he says, as it is also written in the second psalm or in the scriptures. We declare this word. And it's not just one scripture that he takes out of context like some preachers. In verse 35, he goes on, wherefore he saith also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. And you can see down in verse 38 how he concludes it. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. You may not like to hear it, but there is not forgiveness of sins given anywhere but through this man. You can see how those that the Lord raises up to preach are preachers by persuasion. They've been persuaded by the Spirit of God that these things are so. And men and their smiles or frowns will not deter one of the Lord's servants. That's why Paul wrote to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 1 in verse 10. He said, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. You cannot preach this gospel with an eye to Christ and another eye to men. No. One mind, one heart, one focus, one subject, one message is Christ, Him crucified and risen again.
Pakuti, kodi ndipo anthu tsopano kapena mu. Kapena kodi ndipo kukondweretsa anthu. Ndikadakhala kukondweretsa be anthu, sindikadakhala kapolo wa Khristu. Kulandira kuti uthenga wabwino, suma gawiridwa kuwiri. Suma tikukondweretsa Mulungu, tikukhala kukondweretsa anthu ayi. Suma tikukhala ndi maso, diso lomwe liyangʼane pa Mulungu, diso lomwe liyangʼane pa wanthu. Ayi, chimene ndikhala kudziwa choti kuti pali diso limodzi, maganizo amodzi, Mulungu mmodzi, mawu amodzi, chilipo chimodzi na uthenga umodzi umene umalalikidwa woyenera
Now, it would be sufficient had Paul simply declared that the scriptures teach that he's the begotten Son of God. In other words, he died and rose again. But he continues by the direction of the Spirit to explain how it is that this occurred. And this is for our comfort. This is for our learning.
你说这个可能是破罐的，我就不问了。没人当过来，你给他说那么些说Christu，阿达可能不过关，可能不如那不如说那不如不过关，不怕，不能不怕对外开挖他的，不能不过关。我们这边不不装不输了，不放任我们自己的，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，不知道，
Christ concerning that he raised him up from the dead, no question. Now, no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, and again, he's quoting another scripture from Isaiah 55 and verse 3, I will give you the sure mercies of David.
Și poate nu ați văzut o zăvoare în fața dumneavoastră pe telefon. Cine a mai bine? După uți anul cu gheța iei va rufa, anume bani de sau puso, se zori bani de bani, bani de bani, anume va rufa. O să pe la un sau și bundi. Anume pe lopo, după cum ați anilu, mă dar iso, o o era di o cubriga a Davide. Cădi mene, anume că este cu Isaia, multe de lucruri cum să le zori, am alăturat cădi mene.
Now, the reason Paul is stating this is because there were in that audience Jews that believed that the sure mercies of David, promised through David, came just by being Jews, the natural descendants of Abraham. That was their thinking. If we're born a Jew, then that means we benefit from God's mercies to David.
Și fugărul jumele Paulo, ada a zaptit de vorbă la vichina să o ucendă umenea mea de zăuă țărinilu, mă dar iți o era, îndi o crubri la Adavid. Ada a vă lucrăm la mine o ci fugă ajuda, ada a riazul, o zita mă îndira de o zegonda. Și fugă o amăcurile să o năcuri mânca la încă, dar eu am iuda, de mă dar iți o se Adavid, e amurul, ajuda mă îndi o. Cu o năcuri, jumele o amăcurile la mine cu la mine, îi feie mă dar iți o amurul, ama kalaba ite ipondi pa ayuda, zina kabi wa ayuda. Chifuake Paulo, ada kwa lalu, wala ikaw tengwa mene kwa yuo.
If you don't think that this is important to a natural Jew, even today, look at the Israeli flag for the country. What is it? It's the Star of David. They truly believe they are favored sons of God because they are Jews. So there were the Jews here in the audience that were listening to Paul preaching, telling them that the sure mercies of David were not given through natural seed, but they were given through this one, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's begotten Son.
So
So not only was this going against what these Jews believed, but also the Gentiles among them, those proselytes described there as those that feared God, they were made to believe as well that in order to benefit from the mercies of God, they would have to themselves become Jews. These are Greeks that had subjected themselves to circumcision and were following all the laws and rules and regulations as they were being taught, thinking that that was the way that they would have God's favor. And now Paul is declaring unto them that all of that is nothing but filthy rags. Now, just as this would have been a shock to them hearing this message, think of yourself, how we grew up believing, even though if we said that salvation's by God's grace, we still believed that it still required some effort on our part, or that we had to make a decision, make a profession, and then walk the walk and talk the talk. This is something we believed until it pleased God through the gospel and the preaching of his word to reveal Christ in us and show us that no, all of God's mercies are in the Lord Jesus Christ and by his work accomplished.
Chimodzi ifeyo and amene tidabadula pachipembedzo tidabulira pachipembedzo tidakuzidwa kuti akamati munthu watembenuka mtima mulandira Yesu Khristu ndipulumutsi moyo wake ndi munthu amene wavomereza pemphero watsatira pemphero wachita njira zakulapa zonse ndi zimene ndakhulupira kuwuzidwa uthenga uwu kudatithenga wokhumudwitsa komati ndiyechitali choona ndi chenicheni kuti amene amalandira dalitso la uzimu wa Davide ndi anthu okhawo amene wakudziwira kwa Mulungu Yesu adawafera ndi kukwa kwa akufa ndi amene amakhulupirira zimenezozo ndi amenewo na munthu amene amakhulupirira zimenezizizi ndi yekhayi amene wamkondoletsa Mulungu kupunthulitsa mwana wake Yesu Khristu kodi kuti ndi Yesu Khristu yekha wovumbuluka amene amathandizira iweyo kukhulupirira choncho pamenepo pamenedalitso la Mulungu lino limawerengeka kwa iweyo koma pandapo ndikuthenga ndithu wokumudwitsa.
Here in these verses 35 to 37, describing that these mercies don't have a thing to do with David, but David's seed. That's why he says there in verse 35, wherefore he saith also in another psalm, so that's the fourth scripture that he's citing, thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. So to get their eyes off of David, he says in verse 36, David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption, but he, again, back to Christ, the seed of David, through whom these mercies were given, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. You can see what he's concluding, that to trust in any man or the work of the flesh is to trust in corruption, even our own flesh, nothing but corruption. We die, and these bodies corrupt because we are dead dog sinners. But this one, the Holy One, who came to satisfy God's law and justice, not only paid the debt, but God raised him up again because it was impossible that his soul should see corruption. He's the Holy One. Now you notice another point here about how the gospel is preached. Someone summed it up one time. They said, stand up, speak up, and then shut up. And that's a pretty good way of describing. We stand up before men, we speak up regarding the things that are revealed here in Scripture, and then we shut up. We're not there to try to persuade men or to get them to make a decision or somehow with music playing, get them to walk an aisle. We don't see any of that here. Look how Paul concludes it there in verses 38 through 40. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. He ends this message not with an invitation, but with a declaration. The same as he started, we declare unto you. He ends with, we declare unto you, be it known.
Tona ni mene yeyo ama umbea mkota wake, uchenga wake, mundi maga tete hidu, wepika kote. Ndi maga tete hidu kuti, kote lo, kajiwike ndiyu amuna kaze. Osa nindi kuita nilani, mbuele kutu mzicheke. sama ile ile kumtongolo wantu ai komanda na kupa jiwike mudziwire ku ambuna bare kuti mwa iye chilari kidoko inu chikhulukiro cha machimo ada tsimikiza kuti anthu akhulukira machimo akuthenga ulalikidwe zathera pompo anthu asaitanilidwe asichita kubwera patsogolo kuti akalape ai.
He notice in verse 39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things. Why? Because of the death of Christ. Their believing is the fruit of what Christ accomplished. And it says, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. But you notice he doesn't stop and there say, okay, now let me explain to you what it is to truly believe. And if you really want to believe, then this is what you have to do.
None of that. Nzira zaka chidibeka zifu kuli ate kupulumuka kamiluka kumanendi ya kulao ayu. Ye adangu wala likazoni ndiyesho Kristu weka ada akandiku uka amina makulunguza watela popo ngevu wote wa kulubila mneo ndiyo na chitongo kwa chita mpacho ndi mungu chifuwa Yesu Kristu ada kafira iwo kwa maena wanse ada wasia choncho.
You can see how he warns his hearers, and that's what we do as we declare Christ and him crucified, having died and risen again. We warn sinners, but we leave the matter with God. He says, beware therefore, verse 40, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. He's talking about condemnation. Behold, ye despisers. Now, if he's trying to win some people over, that's not the way to do it. Ye despisers. And wonder and what? Perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you shall not in no wise believe, though a man declared unto you. He's talking about God giving that nation over to their own reprobate mind and ultimately destroying the temple where it has remained to this day in ruins.
Hawe mjendeza. Tukwa di maendea kote, akuji, chifuwa jefe nyerani, kukuti, chinda zere inu joni nedwa, njia neneriwo, tawakani, ope kutsa inu, zizwani, kanganugani, kukuti, ndikwilitsa nshito ine, masiku anu. Nshito inele, simudza ikurubilia, wina, akagusa.
So to summarize what we've seen today regarding Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of God, he is the resurrected Lord. That's who he is, to be begotten again from the dead. He came, lived, died, and rose again. And that is how the scriptures declare, thou art my Son. He's the eternal Son of God. His life was without beginning or end, but as the God-man, as the man, the mediator, it was necessary that he die. But in dying, that he rise again. And that's why the scriptures were fulfilled. This day have I begotten. Speaking of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndeno tikamaomba mkoto kumani zotenga watu wa tsikula lero mwenye tukuyangana. Ndiwa kuti Yesu ndiwa kubadwa yeka wa Atate. Kwa mankani ya kuti choya mbila Yesu Kristu ndiwa muyari. Ndiwa sama pasama ya mbika ai. Kwa mkutubi wameza mungwana zita mbeloza yeka na kwa ya mtubi. Ada inekele kubadwa mtubi, ndikukula mtubi, ndikufa mtubi. Ndeti kuli mene adewa kwa kufa mtubi, ndiwa tisikuli mene adewa baduwa mso. Pamela mene uri, leo, ndakubala.
That's why Paul describes this here in verse 33 as God having fulfilled what he had promised in the scriptures. How do we know that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ is all that is necessary for forgiveness of sins and justification unto righteousness, as described there in verses 38 and 39. We know it because God raised up his son from the dead. Had he not fulfilled the salvation of his people, then he would have remained dead. But the fact is, he rose again. You can see how vital this is to the gospel message.
Ifanya je Paulo gola mkula uchenga umu ni maka 33. Ama di mungu wana kwa nilita. Lunye sanu ni mena dali na mkula mmaremba. Ana liko ni salona umu wana waza zeli ya uwa kwa mpa. Na, njifaka di mada tinga jowa nji kutu mungu wana kwa nilita. Mmaremba kwa wana wake. Tima kawono ni maka 38. Nito kaini ni mene tuku iwona. Kutu kufa, ndi kuka kwa mbuye wa Yesu Kristu. Ndi kwa kuna liku kwa nilita shumere shitane nedwa. Mmambu kwa kare. Kwenye Yesu Kristu, akada hafa, ndikusawuka, ndikuni chiputu, kata kata soko nekele jifuwa, sisi kata simikizika kwa kwa nili zima marema. Kwa kuna, kima zima, kwenye mungu mwini, adamuki za mwana wake, kumuki za mwana wake yeka Yesu, ndiki simikizo, yota kuti mungu, wakwa nili za maonjeza no ake, amelata alonjeza ndia, kukawa kutukula kwa asikuri, amu, azajo tereba, mashimu wao.
You see, the religious world celebrates the resurrection of Christ once a year. It's at a time they call Easter. And that's man's fabrication. Do you realize that every time we meet together, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ? Because if we're hearing the gospel, then there is no gospel unless we preach Christ dying and rising again. In Romans 4, 24 and 25, we see that to believe God is to believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Any that do not see in what Christ accomplished by his death, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the reason why God raised him, it says in verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses, but was raised again for our justification. In other words, that's the proof that Christ has finished the work and that indeed our sins have been put away, the fact that he raised him from the dead.
Ukwani kwa soo mkula aloma mkufolo jimaza kwa jekondi kwa jefaye. Kwa jekola kudi. Kwa machifuwa cha ifenso. 25. Apapa ndiye chitsindi ndi chitsimikizo zakuti kufa kwa Yesu Khristu ndi kumene kungamitsa anthu kwani kuli mpulupulu ndi machimo a anthu zidachotsedwa nthawi imene Yesu Khristu adaukitsidwa kwa kufa anthu adakhalanso opanda tchimo adakhala woyera kwa thunthu Yesu adakwaniritsa kuchotsa machimo pakuwa kwa kufa.
Do you realize that this is what makes the difference between the gospel and every other religion in the world that's founded on man? You think about even the Muslims. They follow the teachings of a man, Muhammad, who's already dead and never rose again. They're following a dead man's teachings. You think about even the Buddhists who believe in a Buddha who died and is no longer. There's a group of people over in the Mideast and in India and China that believe in the Dalai Lama, and they believe that he is their God. And yet when he's dead and gone, they will be following the teachings of a dead man. This gospel is the only message that declares that he came, lived, died, and rose again. And so we serve a living Savior, not one who is dead. We don't follow a dead man's teachings, but a living Savior who ever lives to intercede on behalf of those for whom he died.
Yesu Khristu amene adafa ndi kuuka kwa kufa. Koma kupatula uthenga uwu, uthenga wonse umene anthu akukhulupirira, uthenga wabwino mwachitsanzo, kwalanzathu achisilamu amakhulupirira za Muhammad amene adafa adayikidwa m'manda pano pasadaukenso. Kodi kuti anthu onse amene amalalikira za Muhammad ndi anthu amene amalalikira za munthu wakufa, chikhulupiriro chawo adachita pa munthu wakufa, munthu amene si wamoyo. Taonani pali anthu amene amabahaya amakhulupirira Mulungu wawo Buddha mwachisanzo. Amene wawa amakhulupirira Mulungu amene adafa, Buddha adafa kalekale, sali ndi moyo ayi. Muli muone ku China, India, maiko aluya, amakhulupirira anthu amene adafa, ena amapembedza ng'ombe, ndi makhulupirira kumapembedza ngati Mulungu wawo, motsogozedwa ndi munthu wina wake amene ali kumbuyo kwa zinthu zimenezo. Anthu oti adafa, ziphunzitso zimenezi izi. Zimene akakuzidalikira izi, zimene akuzifunzitsa nazi izi, ndi ziphunzitso zankhu akufa, zimene anthu akalibe moyo, kodi kuti tikangamalalikira uthenga wabwino, tinalikira kutsimikira kuti tilibe uthenga wabwino, uthenga wachiyembekezo, uthenga wolimbikitsa ndi wotonthoza, chifukwa ukukwanitsa poyera kuti Yesu amene tikumulalikira ife, adabwera mʼdziko lapansi, adafa, adauka, pahamu ndi wamoyo, kodi kuti akupembedzera anthu ake ku moyo wosatha.
Now, next time I want to come back to verses 38 and 39 and show the connection between Christ's death, burial, and resurrection and forgiveness of sins and our justification before God.
Sabata amawa, niyakala nikukuzitsa ni maka 38, ni 39. Imenika kala nikula mkwaza, imene Yesu Kristu ada fela nikuka kwa kufa. Kumesu ndi imene antu, ada munga mitsigwira, imene antu, ada kukibira mashimo awo. Kulisa ya imene zimene zosu, pali kumiki sana kwanji, kumene kukuzitsa kwa kringo kwa watade, ndiku jidi, Yesu ada fela wangu. Niko mashimo ada kuru kidwa, niko antu ada munga mitsigwira.
But to close and show the importance of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God in his resurrection from the dead, I would leave you with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you look there in verses 1 through 4.
Jeno kumaliza uchenga huu wa chibula lero nimakuna nikusile ni mau ajito ndozo o kutindiki kichani angina kuna nkula kutoka na mbukula wana Korinto 15 jimeke ya wa mbulekeza yeshi na ipi.
Notice, moreover, brethren, here it is again, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, notice, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, notice, according to the scriptures. All of that is the sum and substance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jimene ambayo ya wana kulinjo mtu 15. Hau nipo niku ziritani, mwendozo nisizo kambina. Niku ziritani abale kuchenga uwa kuhino, umene njina kula likila mikiru. Umene so, kuna ula njira. Umene so, mwimamu. Umene so, mungu mutiwa nao, nga jimu pisa, munga mwe, njina kula likila nikuwa hini. Ngati simuna kukulupirira cha abe. Kwa kuli tinabeba kwa inu kwa yamba, chimene nso na landia. Kuri Kristu anafera zoipa zatu monga mamarebo. Ndikuna ana iki kwa, ndikuna ana ukitiba tsipa shtaku monga mamarebo. Kwa nanda tu, zonse, kiseme kwa mamaru, sila ima pa maru, ndipo sila shikika kunga mama wakuru.
And you can see in verse 12 how Paul brings this home to his readers and even to ourselves. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
Njipade nukabudeza unusima njimaga chopi uti. Kona ngari Kristu ale njidwa uriwa ugitidwa kwa kufa nanga ena mwe inu. Adina kwa njibuti kuti kulibe kunga kwa kufa. Kona ngari kulibe kunga kwa kufa. Kristu so stana ugitidwa. Njibu ngati Kristu stana ugitidwa. Uleke kwati jade chukulipina kati so.
And look at verse 17. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. He said he was dying to put away sin, but if he never rose again, what proof is there that God ever accepted his sacrifice? The proof is that God raised him again. And in that, we can rejoice. And so we'll look at that next time. What are the effects? What are the fruit of what Christ accomplished? It's all in the gospel.
Inaga 17, akuti, munga ki Kristu sana ukitsidwa, chikulio janu, chitokonda pashi. Muli, chikalile mshimu wano. Kona kuti, nga Yesu sana ukitsidwa, kwa kakariko chini. Kwa baiko, ima na prozono di Yesu Kristu, ala ukitsidwa kwa kufu. Na, ukitsidwa kwa kufu, kumekula kwa kitsidwa mshimu wa atwa choka. Kwa chimo sama choka, Yesu sana ukitsidwa kwa kufu. Kwa mungu jimendika kani kushia mwenye kuchu kutila msalara ya mawa. Kuti, kwa ni mungu, adakuna mitsiko kanji, mashimu akari kitsiko kanji, nanga Yesu Kristu, adakuna kanji wakufa. Hili kini kutu ya kani mwenye msalara ya mawa.